path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. You look good.
Thanks. You as well.
Yeah. How was your long weekend?
Pretty uneventful.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about yourself?
Pretty uneventful. Went to the Royals game yesterday, though. Beautiful day for baseball.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, I mean, hey, I'm not giving up on them.
Well, no, I'm not giving up on them either. It's just, you know, it was like they tied for first, everyone got excited, and then it just felt like whatever could go wrong.
They're playing some really good teams right now.
Yeah.
They'll be all right.
But, I mean, you sent me the text first. That was where I first saw the news that they are trying to win, right? I mean,
they got players. Tommy Pham.
I don't remember the last time they did that other than when
Tommy
they won Pham's
the World
Series.
Guy who punched another player on the field or in the dugout because of a fantasy football discrepancy?
Well, I mean, look, I'm not a baseball aficionado by any means, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm a Royals fan. I want them to do well. Of course, I can't watch them because it costs $30 a month or whatever. But I'm excited that they're doing well, and I don't recall the last time that they made moves like that other mm-hmm. than when they won the World Series. So,
I guess Vinny getting hurt, you thought maybe they'd cash it in, but they didn't. They're trying.
That surprises me mm-hmm. as just a very passive fan who gets most of his information from you.
Right.
I was surprised when you told me they did that. Okay, well, then they're trying to win. And I wonder, part of me thinks, I wonder how much of that, if any at all, is influenced by this stadium stuff. Do you think that influences this stuff at all? Like, hey, you know what? They're saying give us something to root for. When all the stadium talk started, it was like, yeah, well, put a better team on the field.
But I mean, they had this team going in.
Right.
You know, when that vote was taking place, they had this team going in. And I don't know. I mean,
they did it. I mean, they ended up paying Witt a bunch of money.
They did.
And that
they
was after pitches, all the talks started.
You know, like, people are always like, it's been a great year. And, you know, a lot of things have to go right. Like, I don't think anybody thought Seth Lugo, who, by the way, is a great pitcher. I don't think anybody thought, like, you know,
he'll be the
he
best.
Could be a Cy Young winner.
Yeah.
You know, Cole Reagans they got before with that trade for Chapman. So, I mean, they've made a lot of these plays beforehand. They didn't really go out, you know, but they went out and got veteran pitching. And I have a whole theory about that. But
spending this money now, late in the season.
Well, I think now they're in the playoffs. And so I think they're like, oh, they didn't go crazy before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
They didn't go get anybody huge, but then, you know, the reliever that they did get, he got hurt. And then I think, you know, maybe their third or fourth best batter, he got hurt. So I think they were kind of like, hey, we're close, guys.
Right.
So I think maybe going out and trying to get Tommy Pham and Robbie Grossman and, you know, I don't know, Yuri Gurriel, although he's only had like 4 at-bats all season. Man, but that said,
A lot of baseball. And I'm guessing, a lot of people, I can't be the only one who can only name a couple players this year. Even though I root for them, I do care enough, especially this point in the season, that I'm looking to see where they're at. And I'm very excited when they tied for first. I was very excited. But without being able to see them on TV, it makes it really hard. When you start naming all these players, I'm like, ah. But why are we talking baseball when it was college football weekend?
Well,
I figured that's
weekend,
what you'd be doing all weekend.
I did.
What, you do other things? You watch baseball instead?
Well, no. I mean, I watched college football all day Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great.
How about Michigan, huh?
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's, look, they won. And you see that game, you start, you say, okay, here's that team we know and love, national champions, coming back. You get that interception early on. Come out there, drive the ball down the field. You get that quick, easy pass into the end zone. And you don't know, like, is it going to be Orgy? Is it going to be Warren? You don't know. You've only got one returning starter.
Wait.
You drafted more players than anyone else in college, I think, right? So there's a lot of unknowns, and you're expecting, you know, this is all off to a good start. And then after that, it did feel like, what's happening here, right? It was tougher than we thought it was going to be.
Did you listen to a podcast?
I listened to your podcast.
You did?
I listened to that Locked On guy. Yeah. Did I get the names right?
You did.
Warren and Orgy, right?
Like, literally, okay. That sounded like it'd be a recap podcast.
And then the receiver. What is his name?
Who caught the touchdown?
The guy, the best player.
Donovan Edwards?
Edwards.
He caught the touchdown.
I heard that name, and there's one that I can't remember, but I was like, you know what, just remember the quarterback battle.
Yeah, you got
You'll
that.
You'll be
right.
Good to go.
That was good.
And I was right about the most drafts in college football.
Yeah, I was, for sure.
And only one returning starter.
On offense, is that right? Yeah.
I think that's what he said.
No, I think you're right.
It's a little bit like when your mom...
All new linemen.
When your mom started reading the sports page.
And the two wide receivers are gone, starters. Donovan Edwards was there, but he wasn't a starter. Blake Corum was, so you're right.
Huh?
One returning starter, that's a tight end.
Right, there you go.
So, you know, people are mad at him because they didn't look good, but dude, what do you want?
What do you want?
Plus, you got a new head coach.
Exactly. You got
new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator.
All new coaching staff, you know, and you got to face Texas this week, so it's tough. But I did feel a little bit like your mom.
McConaughey will be in.
Well, of course, you know, of course, he's a big fan. But, doesn't that remind you a little bit of your mom reading the sports page when you were a kid?
Nice,
so she have something to talk about? Well, you know, I'm Michigan fans here, so when I just watched the Netflix documentary, I listened to the Missouri one as well. That was what I originally subscribed to.
People on Twitch, twitch.tv/Thursday, this is the most proud Lazo's ever been. Oh, Slim Fast.
Man, I had it ready to go. I listened to him, and I listened to...
You didn't name
it.
Like, I was like, oh, he's going to say it was a quarterback battle. But for you to say Orgy and Warren, that was good.
Yeah. I watched the game. I was late starting it, because we did go out on Saturday. We went to your son's favorite carnival, Santa Caligon Days. And so when we got back, I turned it on. I was a little bit late. But, you know, you get the recaps, the highlights or whatever.
Sure.
So, no, I did watch some of it, and then I listened to the podcast. I turned on the Missouri one, and then I was like, you know, I should turn on the Michigan one.
Right?
So I'll have something to talk to Lazo about.
Because I know your girlfriend, which, by the way, well, you were watching, you know, I wanted to, you know, let you know that I may have been over to your house a little bit, and I'm not worried about her saying anything, but I talked to your neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, the guy with the purple car?
Mm-hmm.
Spent a little time with him, because he was outside.
Mm-hmm.
I know him and his wife is, you know, just talked about how much she likes Nick Wright. And so I just want to let you know, if he says that he saw me, then, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a purple, like, you know, sedan.
Yeah.
I guess he pulled up in the driveway.
Sedan. Yeah, so why was that happening? Why was that any of this happening? When was this happening? Okay. Well, anyhow, I mean.
I just didn't want it to be weird if he said, hey, I saw Lazo at your house.
Yeah, well, that would be weird.
Well,
it's still going to be weird. I mean, even with you telling me this, because I'm trying to figure out what happened. So if I get home, if I hear this, it's still kind of weird. I mean, why you don't come over there? So,
well, you weren't there, so.
Well, obviously, because I didn't see you. So, I know they're fan. I mean, they're definitely big fans of Nick Wright.
I know.
Yeah,
she doesn't like what she says. His tie's too long.
I could absolutely see her saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll get to the bottom of that later, but...
He delivered my Instacart today.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, where are you...
So
how would you run
in?
No, I was just thinking, how would you run into them, and they would have to come up to you, right?
I really needed cat litter, and I was running late, and I went and walked by the cat litter box, and I was like, Jesus Christ, man, and the cats are just going to start crapping everywhere. And you're out of litter, and plus I'm taking care of two cats that aren't mine.
Right.
I'm
like,
there's
just
gonna be cat crap everywhere. But I didn't have time to stop there, and I'm like, I'm trying not to use Instacart. I'm trying to do better about it.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, if I'm not gonna stop just to get cat litter on my way home, I'm gonna be like, I don't wanna do this, and then the cat's gonna crap somewhere. So I ordered pop and cat litter and milk, and your guy dropped it off.
Pop cat litter.
He was like, hey, I'm a big fan. I live right next door.
Okay. All right.
And I was like, oh, this will be good. I'll tell him at his house. And he'll have no idea.
Yeah,
as
no,
soon
I didn't.
As I say the purple
car,
he'll freak out.
Yeah, I was like, why was he driving over there?
I wouldn't have told you.
I could see you driving by, though. I could see you driving to the neighborhood.
Until I saw that tense look on your face. I'm like, oh, he's a little worried.
Just
now.
A little confused.
This has gone a little bit further than the mom jokes.
For sure.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo. What's going on, kid?
So, now we've talked college football and baseball.
That was it.
there is another sports-related thing that we need to get to, because I keep seeing this everywhere, that Taylor Swift is now drawing up plays for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, nice.
And you'll see that headline. Have you seen this?
Yeah. No, but I'm excited about it.
Is Taylor Swift drawing up plays for the Chiefs? Taylor Swift is coming up with ideas to help the Chiefs win.
Why not?
Yeah, well, there's, you know, it's one of these things that, I mean, she's probably the biggest celebrity in the world, or close to it, maybe. I really don't know. So, and her being a fan of the Chiefs has obviously been big news ever since it started. So if she says something, or if someone related to the team says anything, and her name comes up, it's going to get reported. But this, I feel like, has been exaggerated just a little bit. So if you're seeing these headlines that say Taylor Swift is now some sort of offensive coordinator for the Chiefs, I'll explain why you're seeing those coming up next.
Up next, speaking in tongues,
the Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
So.
All right, yeah. So what's Taylor Swift doing with the Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, it's only 2 days away.
Hey, look, this is what I think. I don't even know what the story is. You're just about to tell me. But look, you know, Andy Reid's a creative guy.
That's super creative.
So I think he's the kind of boss. I really am. Now, I know the story's going to be ridiculous, but I do think if Andy Reid worked in this building, I think you could walk by him and be like, hey, I drew up this play. I think it might work. And I think 99.9% of coaches... Yeah. In the world would be like, dude, get out of my office. You're an idiot.
Put that in the trash where it belongs.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think there's, I'm not saying that he would look at it for long, but I think Andy Reid would look at it. I believe he would pick it up and look at it. Be like, huh, okay, that won't work. But I also think that there's a chance, like in the back of his head, 6 months from now, he'd be like, well, that guy was an idiot, but what if it worked like this? That's why I think he's like this. So they always say like, oh, you know, he'll let Pat just make up plays and stuff. And I think he's just so smart that he's like, yeah, try that. I don't think it'll, but I can figure this out. Like, there's something there, and he's kind of that mad scientist guy.
I agree that if any team's going to do it, it would be this team.
Yeah, because I think he's so creative. And really, oddly enough, people always, and not all the time, but so, most of the time, really creative people are more interested in input than they are ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, hey, tell me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not threatened by it, because I think they know. Like, I know how to do this awesomely. So I'm not threatened by you, coming up with something that I didn't think of. Like, that's
they'll get
great.
The credit in the end anyway. You know, I think there's a confidence of like, hey, you know what? It's still mine.
And if they don't, I do think they're the kind of guys to be like, I believe Andy Reid would be like, you know, hey, that player that won the Super Bowl, snow cone on the rock, handed it to me 2 years ago. And I believe he'd say that. Yeah. Like, man, this guy handed it to me.
Absolutely.
Well, it wasn't perfect, but we kind of worked on it a little bit and changed it around. I just think he's that kind of genius. I really do.
Well, so the headlines say things like this. Here's just one headline for you. Taylor Swift is now writing plays for the Kansas City Chiefs? ? And you'll see other headlines like that. You know, is Taylor Swift coming up with plays? Is Taylor Swift helping? So this all stems from an interview that Mahomes did. And, he's asked about Taylor. And he talks about a couple of things. He talks about how she's really changed the game. Her fandom has changed the way the game looks. And seeing more females, more girls, watching football, coming to games with their dads. But then he does bring up the fact that Taylor is genuinely a big fan, and that she asks good questions, and that she even has some ideas from time to time.
See, like, these little girls, these daughters, and how much they're loving and spending time with their dad watching football, and then meeting Taylor and realize how genuine and cool she is. I mean, I think that's been special to me, because, I mean, she's, like you said, the most famous person in the world. She could not be, and she's really interested in football, and she asks a lot of great questions. She's already drawing up plays. We might have to put one in.
She's already drawing up plays. We might have to put
one in.
Right, of course. And then you get these headlines. Taylor Swift is now writing plays for the Chiefs.
Okay, let's not take everything so seriously.
I know. But that's because her level of celebrity. That's what that is.
And I can absolutely see that, like he's saying, I can absolutely see that happening, too. The four of them are...
Yeah, drinking or whatever.
Yeah, having a couple of drinks and talking about football. And she's like, I think you should do this.
Right.
And draws it up, and I think, whatever.
Yeah. I saw something in a movie where they did this, you know, and they... Yeah.
The same way Kelsey could be like, what if you said this in the song?
Exactly. Or Mahomes, like, I was thinking you should write a song called this. I'm sure it comes up after a couple of drinks.
Yes.
Right? So, like, it's not a big deal, and I think, you know...
It's not a big deal. That's exactly right. And it's only a big deal because she is such a massive celebrity. And, you know, also because she happens to be a fan of the team that right now is the team to beat. And Mahomes is the biggest celebrity player in the NFL right now. So
I think Kelsey's right there, man.
I think Kelsey.
Because of Taylor? Yeah, that's true.
And I think he was there before, but I think because of the podcast and
the Taylor Swift thing.
He was, girls know him anyway, but now, I mean, I think Travis Kelce is the face of the NFL.
Okay, that's fair. But I'm still thinking in the, pre-dating, when someone goes, oh, you're from Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I think people still love Mahomes and know him.
Yeah.
And I think if you're a football fan at all, then the face of the NFL is probably Pat Mahomes. But if you're just a casual,
then
like,
it's Kelce.
Then you're like, hey, you watch football? Like, I don't know, I like that Travis Kelce guy, or I hate Travis Kelce. And, like, you know, I think he's the first words out of most people's mouths.
And girls know who Kelce is, right? Because they some of them can probably name him and not name Mahomes,
right.
I don't know what that percentage is, but of those Taylor fans who know him, know what he looks like and can say his name, and can't remember the quarterback's name. So you're right, because every football fan obviously knows both. So he's probably now the bigger celebrity globally, and the podcast, like you said, is huge, and the commercials. You said he has more endorsements.
I read somewhere more commercials,
which is crazy.
I don't know if it's endorsements, but it was like more commercials on TV during a week than any other sports figure.
That's crazy.
Right. Like, they did the number of, like, you know, because they can tell how many times a spot's been bought and everything else, and his number was, like, it was outrageous. So that's, like, you know, for every city and everything else, too, in the U.S., but his commercials were on TV more than anybody else's for. Maybe it was last month or last week or something. I don't remember.
I mean, it's hard to remember as a Chiefs fan, because when Mahomes became this global celebrity, it was really kind of a mental, we had to understand that as Chiefs fans, that he could be that there could be a Chiefs player who was that famous. We knew how the announcers were talking about him on TV, but I think for a lot of us it was still hard to really comprehend how big he was. And then you see him in commercials and you go, finally a player. Who was the last player on our team that was in commercials? You know, Joe Montana, like, how long has it been? And I think that, you know, maybe there's still a lack sometimes of awareness, and that's what I just had with Travis Kelce, because even though I know he's the podcast guy, he's Taylor's boyfriend, he is literally the reason we're talking about the Chiefs right now, because he's dating Taylor, and Taylor talked to Mahomes talking about Taylor, and so I just forget that. Yeah, I mean, and when she started dating him, there was all that stuff online about, Taylor Swift made him famous. And football fans, these guys were so angry. And you see all these videos of guys yelling at their girlfriend's wives. No, he was already famous. People knew he was. Nobody knew who Travis Kelce was. Yeah, now, I mean, obviously not even close. Uh-uh. Not even close. So speaking of Chiefs, it's only a couple days away. Today's the 3rd. Yesterday was
Thursday,
Monday.
Right? Really played this Thursday?
Thursday, right?
Against the Ravens.
Are you going? So don't have tickets this year. Opted out last year. Yeah, I know.
Who opted out?
The family. You know, too many. Just, you know, we went, how many years? I don't know how many years in a row I was going to every home game, but it was a lot. And so decided to take a pause. Plus, the person who was paying for the tickets maybe only came to one game a season. So, and he used to come to a lot more.
Better.
But, I mean, they were our tickets, not officially, but circumstantially, they ended up being our tickets basically every weekend. And who do you want to take with you? And a lot of times he might have someone, hey, these people are going to be there. But a lot of other times it was like, you've got 4 tickets, and they were good tickets. But I do, and I love going to the games. Love it. I never went to a game as a child. My first game was when I went with you we saw that playoff game against the Patriots, because we got tickets at work. I just started here working for this company. Yeah, the Colts and Peyton Manning.
Was that your first game?
That was my first game.
That's a good first game to go to. I mean, you know, the outcome was what we wanted, but that was an exciting game.
It was a famous one, for sure.
That was an exciting game. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, nobody punted. Yep. I mean, how fun is that?
And I think we sat in the very top back corner. Yeah, like, you couldn't sit any farther behind where our 2 seats were. It's like those 2 things in the corner. But then getting season tickets was crazy, and having those for however many years and going to all those games. But it is, you miss a lot of other football, and you miss just kind of waking up and watching. And the Chiefs play a lot of national games now, so there's not nearly as many noon games. But still, you miss those other noon games. You miss those other 3 o'clock games.
I really like to go to one game a year.
That's probably,
if I can.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not upset if I don't, because I like to just sit on my couch, eat breakfast, and, you know.
On Sunday, sometimes you just want to relax, too.
Yeah.
It's like, we got to get up early and get there. But so what are your predictions for I just didn't think about Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Did you see that?
Okay, let's talk about
that. I didn't know anything about that. Did you guys know about that?
No. Well, all I know is that he took time off.
Yeah.
Because he...
got PTSD.
Right. But I don't know from what or why.
Okay, so according
to the
thing
that... Well, why don't we talk about it next? Okay. Because I want to look at it.
Okay.
All right, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire is taking time off.
Yes.
And the Chiefs are paying him.
That's what it said.
And the Chiefs said they're going to pay him because they didn't want, like... And that's a class organization because they don't have to.
Right.
But they're like, look, we don't want you worrying about... other stuff. We'll pay you while you go take care of this. But I don't know exactly what happened.
Okay.
But you'll fill us in next?
Yeah. What I know, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.